Previously on Lost.
2 days after I found out I had a fatal tumor on my spine, a spinal surgeon fell out of the sky. We had such a wonderful plan to break you, Jack. My wonderful plan got shot to sunshine when you saw my damned x-rays and figured out I was dying.
You want me to save your life?
I want you to want to save my life. All I can ask is that you think about it.
Talking too fast, baby, much too fast. Come on, squeeze me again, but this time slowly, 'cause I like your grasp, but it's much too fast. You said that love will grow together, 'cause you're mine, all mine.
Police, open the door.
Everything's all right in here.
Ma'am, we have reason to believe someone extremely dangerous is in the motel. We're conducting a room-to-room search.
I'm alone, officer.
This person could be holding you at gunpoint, forcing you to say that. Please open the door.
I don't think I should.
Ma'am, you have 3 seconds before I break this door down. One. Two. Get it on?
Hell yeah. Warning. Hey.
Hey, yourself.
Warning. What you doing?
On rocks.
Warning. Thought you had to pull the lever.
I know how to get a damn fish biscuit.
And get me one.
What, you trying to keep me feeling productive?
You took these blood tests, made all the notations. How old are the x-rays?
A week.
The tumor on your spine is borderline inoperable. And at the rate it's growing, that borderline goes away in about 1 week.
Oh.
The OR we were in, is that fully equipped?
Yes.
Anesthesia? Sterile?
Yes.
You need to be in surgery yesterday.
All right, then. Whatever you need, it's yours. I'm ready.
No, I think you misunderstood me. I didn't say I was going to do it. I just wanted you to understand how you're going to die. You think I believe you people? You think I trust you that I'm going to just do the surgery and hope that you let me go?
Jack!
Go!
Well, Jack, I'm very disappointed in your decision.
Well, Ben, at least you won't have to be disappointed for very long.
You shouldn't have come here.
Yeah, you're right. I've made a huge mistake. I'm just full of regret right now.
Seriously. It's bad luck to see the bride before the wedding.
It's bad luck to see the bride in her dress before the wedding. You, my friend, are naked. Have you tried it on?
I have to hold my breath to get the claspy things to clasp, so I'm waiting till the absolute last minute.
Well, it's in about 12 hours. You might want to get clasping. Hey. I know it's been fast. But this is right. I know it's real. And I love you, Monica.
I love you too, Kevin.
Come on. Time for work.
What about him?
He's got the day off.
Well, if he's not working, neither am I.
Oh, you're not, huh?
Just go, Freckles. Man wants to give me a day off. Let him give me a day off.
No, Sawyer. We're a team. You break the rocks, I haul them.
All right. Fine. Lord knows I wouldn't want to break up the team.
What happened to him?
It must have been an animal. Maybe one of the bears.
Are we going to carry him back?
No. We're going to bury him here.
Are we?
The people back at camp, there have just been a few too many funerals lately. And nobody needs to see him like this. I'll slip back to the beach and get a couple shovels.
I'll come with you.
No, I'll be back in an hour.
It's not safe to go alone, John.
I appreciate your concern.
So what killed Echo? Folks back at the beach call it the monster. I don't really have a name for it. You don't believe in monsters.
I believe in what I can see. But obviously you have. So why don't you tell me what you think it is?
Might be what brought us here.
So you believe that this monster decided that Echo was meant to die?
I believe Echo died for a reason. I just don't know what it is yet.
Is that why you lied? We're not headed back towards the camp, are we, John?
Sure we are. Just need to take a little detour first.
I want him on the ground, her too. If he moves, shoot him.
Yeah, they're here.
Okay.
Did the doctor get out again? You sure? Well, does he know? How the hell did she get over here?
Get up. Come on, get up. Go.
Helen!
What the hell do you think you're doing?
What, you gonna shoot me?
You know you're not supposed to be here, so let's just calm
down. What did you do to him, Danny? Where is he? I want to talk to Ben.
Sure. That sounds like a great idea. So why don't we just lower our little sling?
Where is he? Tell me! Get off of me.
Get her out of here.
Get her out of here.
Put me down. Listen, whatever they say, don't believe them. They're going to kill your boyfriend. Just like they killed mine.
Supposed to be 2 weeks.
Our schedule's been moved up.
That's stupid.
No, I called him. It's the way it is.
Right.
I would like for you to put this on and come with me, please. You think I'm going to put a hood over my head because you said please? No, Kate. I think you're going to put a hood over your head because the man standing behind me, the one who's burning a hole in my back, that man is going to kill Sawyer. But if you put this on and you come with me, there's something you can do for us that will save his life. Is it out there?
There are a lot of excited policemen. Don't worry, I've asked them not to shoot their guns in the air when you say I do.
You know, mothers and laws aren't supposed to be so nice.
Monica, I have something for you.
Suzanne, you shouldn't.
My mother gave that to me on my wedding day. She told me someday I'd give it to my daughter. But since I had 4 boys... Here.
Kevin's been coming to the church here since he was about yay high. When I first met you, Monica, I was struck by your honesty and your devotion to Kevin. And when I asked him what he loved most about you, he said, because what you see is what you get. That being said, you've got the rings, you vowed your vows, and I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Give you two some privacy.
okay?
Yeah. You?
Yeah. I'm great. Where are they keeping you?
Outside. In a cage.
Sawyer?
He's in a cage, too. They're making us work.
Work? On what?
I don't know what it is, but it's big. We're all in rocks, and you...
Hey. Did they hurt you? Kate. Hey. Hey, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna...
Jack. You have to do it.
What?
This thing that they told you to do, this operation... She said that if you do it, then that they would...
What did they do to you?
Jack.
What did they do to you?
Nothing.
How did they get you to ask me?
Jack,
what did they
please.
Offer you?
Nothing.
Then what are you doing here?
They're gonna kill Sawyer. God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but she said that if you do it, and if you do it soon, they'll let us go.
And you believe them?
For dinner, gorgeous.
It's taco night.
You're making tacos?
Yes, and you better like them.
Or what?
Or no dessert. I'm leaving now. I'll be home soon.
Love you.
I love you too.
Agent Mars.
It's me.
Well, I'm glad. I realized this morning that it was the Feast of the Ascension and I was feeling bad. On a holy day, has it come and gone since you last called? I thought you and I were friends.
I don't want to run anymore.
What's his name? Does he know who you are?
Edward, please. I know you don't want to spend the rest of your life chasing me. Please, I love this guy. Just let me go.
I'll tell you what. If you can really stay put, you really settle down, then I'll stop chasing you. But you and I both know that's not going to happen.
Come on.
You really care about him, huh? Where is he? I'm sorry you weren't able to help us, Kate.
Move it forward.
Danny?
Right, sorry, Jules.
You got anything you want to say to your girl? You best say it tonight.
And how was your day? When the hatch exploded, your prayer stick fell out of a tree right on top of me. So Saeed and I went out to get it because it didn't feel right to bury you without it. I'd like to think you died for a reason, Mr. Echo. Just hope it's not too long before we find out what the heck it might be. Rest in peace, Mr. Echo. Thank you for helping me find my...
I saw Jack. They brought me in to see him. They want him to do surgery on Ben.
Who else, Ben?
Henry, the guy who brought us in. He's sick. And they say that if he does it, they're going to let us all go.
And you're mere what? Bait?
Something like that.
At least the doc ain't dumb enough to do it.
I told him he had to.
Why the hell would you do something so stupid?
To save your life.
My life don't need saving.
You want to die? Because that's what's going to happen. Pickett is just waiting for his chance. I've seen him look at you.
Damn it, Freckles, stay put.
And you know what he's going to do. So don't pretend like you don't care.
Get out, Freckles. We've already been through this.
Shut up, James. You don't want Jack to save your life? Then you're going to save your own. We're getting out of here now.
Stop it! Damn it, Kate!
Go! Get out of here! Run!
You're out of your cage. Why don't you run, Kate? Because me, I ain't running. Because there ain't no place to go.
What are you talking about?
We ain't on our island. We're on another island, like Alcatraz, a couple miles offshore. So unless you're a mermaid or you got a boat, there ain't no point.
When were you planning on telling me this?
Never.
Why not? Why wouldn't you?
Because I wanted you to believe that we had a damn chance.
I don't know.
Very nice. Okay, now it's your turn. Look under your placemat.
What did you do?
Just look.
What is it?
You know that honeymoon I've been promising you for 6 months? You are holding in your hand 2 tickets to Costa Rica. So get your passport ready, baby. Hey. What's wrong?
Nothing. I just love you so much.
Come here.
Beating on me. And you said, I love you. That was just a game stop, right?
Who is this? Hello? Hello?
Try it. The door.
If it helped, I was surprised too. If I were a betting man, I would have picked her and you.
Shut up!
Well, I suppose this would be the proverbial nail in my coffin, wouldn't it? Sorry. Tomorrow morning, first thing.
and everything I mentioned before. The instruments, the anesthesia, and someone who can hold a damn clamp.
Yes, of course.
I'll get it out.
Your tumor. And I'll keep you alive. But I need your word. I need what you promised me before. I need to get the hell off this island. Done.
What you working on?
Just finishing some IRs on that fugitive recovery to Tampa. It's being a cop, it's just endless paperwork. Thank you, sweetie.
What if I told you I was a fugitive? What if I told you I was on the run for blowing up my father, and it was only a matter of time before you found out?
This isn't funny.
It's not a joke. I almost had a baby. Me, a baby. I can't do this. Taco night? I don't do taco night.
Calm down, Monica.
My name's not Monica. I love you. But I can't stay.
Oh, wait. Hang on. Whoa.
Kev.
Something's wrong with me.
I drugged you.
You what?
I had to. Otherwise, they would think you knew. People are going to be asking a lot of questions, and I didn't want you to lose your job. No, Kev.
Very tricky procedure. If I tell you to do something, I need you to do it then and there. No questions asked. Is that understood?
You may find this hard to believe, but I've always been very good at just following orders.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Good. Let's go.
Get nervous?
Before you do surgery?
I used to.
Not anymore, no.
Whatever happens, everything would be very different, won't it?
No doubt about it.
Juliet, did Alex ask about me?
No. We took her home last night. I don't know where she is now.
We'll see you on the other side.
I need you to count down from 20.
20. 19. 8.
Scalpel.
Into surgery.
Ben just put his life in the hands of one of them. Shepard wasn't even on Jacob's list.
Well, look who you got out of her cage. You two should have run when you had the chance. Let's go, Jen.
Don't. Please, you don't have to do this.
He's coming with me. There's nothing you can do about it. Step away.
Do you know their hemostat? Swab again.
Should he be bleeding like that?
Nope.
No, he shouldn't.
Back away from the table.
Jack.
Back away from the table! Now! Can you hear me in there?
Yeah.
Good. I just made a small incision in Ben's kidney sac. Now, if I don't stitch that back up in the next hour, he's dead. Now get in here and bring that walkie-talkie. Step away. Now.
Go, or I do her too. Let go.
Don't you let go. Don't even think about it, Sawyer. You fight. No, no. Sawyer, no. No, no. Sawyer, please. No, get your hands off of him.
Get on your knees.
Please. I'll do anything you want.
I want you to watch.
Close your eyes, Preston.
Daniel!
Close your eyes!
Don't you give up! No! No! No!
This is for Colleen. You son of a bitch!
You could say that?
Give your walkie to Kate.
Well, why the hell would I do that?
Because if you don't, the doctor's gonna let Ben die.
What are you talking about? What's that beeping?
Just hand her the damn walkie, Danny. Do it! Just do it now!
Jack! Jack! Kate? You have about an hour head start before they come after you.
Wait, where are you? Where are you?
Do you remember what I told you on the beach? The day of the crash. Do you remember what story I told you when you were stitching me up? Do you remember it?
Yes, yes, I remember.
When you get safe, you radio me and you tell me that story.
Jack, please.
If I don't get a call from you in the next hour, I'm going to know something went wrong and he died. Go.
Jack, I can't.
Go, now.
I can't.
Kate, damn it.